the logo for Warner Brothers Animation. Iconic poses of the Justice League appear in a cycle of 3D animations. Superman stands at the head of the entire team, in front of a bright white galaxy, and the image twists back to become the blue logo for DC Comics. Words appear in orange letters. Accept the things you cannot change, have the courage to change the things you can, and have the wisdom to know the difference.
Remember.
A sleeping man's eyes blink open to see a black-haired woman.
Remember, John. Remember.
She lies on the pillow next to him, staring.
Remember what?
That I love you.
Didn't think that was in doubt, Z.
She strokes the blonde man's cheek, and with a look of sadness, walks to the window. Placing her hand on a pad, she raises a blast shield.
I just wanted to say it before...
Before nothing. The League will sort this out and we'll be having pints by sundown. Or whatever that is round here.
John Constantine joins Satana at the window, holding her as they both look out at the Earth from the space station, Watchtower.
I'm glad you joined the League.
I'm here for you, love. Just don't ask me to wear a cape.
Their kiss is cut short.
All Justice League members, report to the hangar now.
Way to cockblock, Batsy.
Well, time to go.
In a large hangar, John and Zatanna join the team in front of Batman and Wonder Woman, as Superman joins them, and brings up a holographic display of an industrial world.
Thank you for responding so quickly. Some of you already know what this is about, but I wanted to get the new members up to speed. This is Apocalypse, homeworld of Darkseid, a power-mad despot who has orchestrated two attempted invasions of Earth, the first of which resulted in the formation of the Justice League. The second one, an attack from within our ranks, by Cyborg Superman and his cyber force.
Raven clutches her head.
Raven, what's wrong?
It's nothing.
This image was taken by surveillance 10 hours ago on the edge of the solar system.
Apocalypse phased into our dimension and released stealth drones, then phased out again.
This can only be looked at as a prelude to war. Darkseid aims to conquer the Earth and crush it under his heel.
Regular Churchill he is.
Shh. Look, I know the guy's a genocidal maniac, but are we sure those are his immediate plans or something he'll try in like 1,000 years?
These are images from worlds that Darkseid has conquered. Our intel shows that he's now sent his elite guard and the Furies to act as an occupying force to thwart any resistance. I want to make this perfectly clear. We are facing an existential threat to the planet. We can't wait for Darkseid to make the first move. That could mean the end of us. We have to attack.
It's a tough job. Aside from the big bad, this place is jam-packed with those parademons.
The League's faced them before. We know these are their weak spots.
With our combined force, we can cut through them. Then I'll do what needs to be done.
This is madness! There's always a deal to be made. Let's at least send an envoy to Apocalypse.
No!
Lex Luthor looks shocked as Superman slams his fist.
Darkseid created a monster that nearly killed me. What chance would humanity have? Our only option is to destroy him.
That means Earth could be ground zero in a world war. Look, I know some of you don't believe the visions I had about the Flashpoint, but a truly global war means death and destruction on a scale you cannot imagine. Everyone on the planet is at risk. Everyone we care about.
The Flash is right.
John,
Sure, this guy deserves killing, but you can't kick this hornet's nest like everyone on Earth is bulletproof.
Look, I won't ask you to give anything more than I do. But this isn't up for discussion. We're going to stop Darkseid once and for all. Here's how we do it.
The main team will attack through this entryway on Apocalypse. Members of the Titan Shell remain on Earth as a home guard. With the Furies and his elite guard off-world, and only parademons to guard him, Darkseid will be vulnerable to attack.
Darkseid's red eyes focus on the secret feed coming from Cyborg.
Honey, please get somewhere safe.
Clark, I have a job, just like you. I may not be able to fight this war, but I can report the story. Stop worrying.
Just promise to be as careful as you can.
I will. Now go save the world.
I love you.
I know.
Lois Lane's face disappears from Superman's watch, and three spaceships leave the watchtower and zoom into space. In a ship piloted by Batman and Cyborg, Zatanna leans forward to speak to John.
Nervous?
Nah. Could use a ciggy, though.
Preparing Javelin for interdimensional portal.
I got this, Bats. Sit back and relax.
A large blue portal appears in space.
Booyah.
The portal dwarfs the three ships as they get closer, and flashes bright white as they plunge in. They emerge in another flash and race towards the spiky red and orange planet ahead of them.
Lovely.
Jets of flame spew into the air as the ships pass, making for Darkseid's palace, a sharp skyscraper bathed in red light.
Picking up lifeform readings coming at us. But they're too big to be parademons.
Then what the hell are those things?
The team watches masses of monsters in red uniforms with bladed arms swarm out of the palace towards them. One of the creatures crashes through the window, and the image cuts to black. Words appear in red, Warner Brothers Animation presents, Justice League Dark, Apocalypse War. The words Earth, 2 years later, appear in red over the planet. Large spot fires rage over a decimated London. Bridges are destroyed, and the broken London Eye teeters over the river. Groups of winged parademons fly past the remains of the watchtower, half buried in the Thames. The winged creatures fly down a rubble-filled street, past a pub with boarded-up windows. Inside, John Constantine rifles through liquor bottles as a demon slumps at the bar.
Bollocks!
And that's the last of the Glen Luther. The Glens are full of whiskey. I mean, lots of whiskey.
The unshaved man finishes a bottle in one swig.
The H's are gonna be a breeze after the G's.
Too many bloody Glens. You hear that?
Still crying in your beer, eh?
Eat your heart out. Hello, my old friend Glenn McGugan.
Raven, with black hair and a red gemstone on her forehead, walks in with a tall man, whose green glowing eyes study John from underneath a hoodie.
We need him.
We're doomed.
John Constantine.
He spills whiskey.
I'm glad we found you.
Find your own pub. We're drinking our way through this one. In fact, the old street's ours pub-wise, so sod off.
John, it's me. Clark Kent. You knew me as Superman.
John's eyes widen at the green glow of Superman's veins and eyes, and he staggers forward to touch his bearded face.
Oh, it is you. I thought you'd snuffed it.
He punches Superman, and holds his hand in pain.
Oh, bloody hell. Now you've done it.
John, wait! We're not here to fight!
Parademons burst through the boarded-up windows.
You come to the wrong place, then.
Azeroth, Metrion, stop!
Raven gets knocked down as she holds her head.
Stop it!
Superman hits a parademon with a chair, while another knocks John backwards.
Quit playing around, Boy Scout! Smash him!
I can't!
Superman's shirt is slashed to reveal a green S.
Bloody useless, both of you. Fantasy exposé.
John's magical card explodes on a demon, and he smashes a bottle on the other's head, who throws him across the bar.
Little help will be nice.
Etrigan the demon sits up, finishes his tanker of beer, and turns to the demon next to him, belching flames into its face, and leaving a hole where its head should be.
Bloody nuisance.
As Etrigan lays his head on the bar again, John holds a rune to his chest.
Last call, asshole.
A flash of yellow light freezes the parademon.
And I'm sober again. Magic can be such a bitch.
The demon turns to dust, and John looks at the green S as Superman nurses Raven.
Gift from Darkseid.
Liquid kryptonite. To keep me from ever being a threat.
So he let you live to wander about demoralizing everyone. Impressive.
Stop it, please.
She gets like this sometimes.
John touches her forehead.
I will exact vengeance on you, Doctor. Release me, ungrateful Spawn.
That's what she hears all the time. No wonder she's always in pain. And her healing powers don't work. John, where are you going? We have...
A plan to save the world, right? And this time it will definitely work. Bugger off, Clarky.
I told you he was a waste of time. All cowards are.
I didn't lead us all into a massacre. You did.
Zatanna was a hero who fought bravely. But where were you when she needed you most?
An anguished look crosses John's face and he turns his back to them.
Ah, piss off, both of you.
Superman grabs his arm.
Zatanna would want you to hear us out.
Below the belt, Boy Scout. More parademons will be by. Come with if you want. Or not. What about you, Etrigan?
Whatever.
Finishing a beer, Etrigan stands and slumps out. They walk into the toppled remains of Big Ben, and John sits in an armchair.
Love what you've done with the place.
What better metaphor for merry old England today? Drink? You can use the good glasses.
Etrigan grabs a bottle as he lumbers to a spot and sits.
Been all mopey ever since a friend of his died. Doesn't even rhyme anymore.
What's the point?
Look, are you gonna help us or not?
Saving your asses in the bar didn't count, eh? Offering whiskey in an unbroken glass. Bloody ingrates you are. So, it was crap from the start. But what went wrong, eh? Tell me what happened.
Superman's head drops as he remembers.
Darkseid knew every part of our plan. Those things that attacked us were half parademon, half Doomsday. Barry and Hal fought hard, but were taken down.
Flash and Green Lantern are surrounded, and Hawkman's wings are ripped off.
The rest of us didn't last much longer.
Aquaman gets sliced by lasers, Shazam is pinned, Martian Manhunter burns, and Mira's face is split apart.
Shazam was wounded, but Cyborg helped him escape.
Darkseid rips Cyborg's arms off as Shazam escapes through a portal. Superman crashes to the ground, as Wonder Woman's arm is torn off by a Parademon and Batman gets captured. They all kneel defeated before Darkseid.
Darkseid didn't kill everyone. Some he had plans for.
Darkseid stands and watches as Batman is electrocuted. Superman is tied shackled to a wall, shirtless, as a tattooing machine sends kryptonite through his veins.
A few days later, Darkseid sent those Parademons to Earth. We didn't have a chance.
Does it hurt?
Superman looks up and drops his hand from his chest.
Good.
Even without powers, Clark is still fighting. You couldn't be bothered to do it once.
Johns furrows his brow as he remembers Zatanna being overrun by Parademons in the air. He stands frozen in fear as she reaches an arm out for him, and the Parademons bite her. Running, he creates a portal, and looks back before he enters it.
Don't know why I ran. Been up against all sorts of bastards, and I always stood tall. This time I just ran. Why did I do that? Why?
Noticing his surroundings, John stands and turns his back, rubbing his neck.
What do you need me for anyway? The magic you have left works just as good as mine.
We just need a locator spell.
A locator spell? And then you'll toddle off, will ya? Fine.
Superman offers his hand, but John grabs his cigarettes.
I need some gear, so sit tight. Etrigan, continue loafing.
Done.
John walks out. On Apocalypse, a long spaceship emerges from a blast door and flies into space. A portal opens, and it glides through. It emerges above Earth, and makes for the surface. It crashes into a desert, forming a massive crater, and four legs extend from its sides and embed into the ground. The bottom of the spaceship lifts, and shoots a red laser into the center of the Earth, as Darkseid and Batman watch on a hollow screen from Darkseid's throne room.
The third planet Reaper is on the Earth's surface. Boring to the magma core has begun.
With that ordinance, the guardians of Oa will be forced to bow before me, and the entire space sector will be mine. Why was this not completed earlier?
The damage done to the Apocalypse reactor during the attack 2 years ago.
Your attack.
My solution is working, but the power generated is less than your previous reactor.
Perhaps my mind molding didn't fully transform you into a capable servant. Perhaps you'd serve me better as a mindless drone.
I am still your most competent acolyte, Lord Darkseid.
Your former teammate, Luthor, believes otherwise.
Not surprising. Luthor's only interest is saving his own skin. I only perform my duties at your pleasure, my liege.
I won't stand for further delays. After all, a conqueror must conquer.
Darkseid looks at a yellow target on the hologram of the Earth. Etrigan finishes the bottle and flings it away.
I thought there'd be fire.
Only when I fought.
We need to reassess the situation. Gather our forces to a new location. Another one just landed in China.
Any idea what they're for?
No. but whatever it is can't be good. We need to come up with a new strat.
Lois disappears.
Oh, come on.
Let's get you on your way, then.
Superman looks up from his watch as John appears with a bouncy globe and a metal knitting needle.
Who am I finding?
Damian Wayne.
Are you bloody daft, mate?
And how exactly does the baby bat help?
What do you care?
Cheers, then.
The ball glows and rises.
Viendis loco sorem, Damian Wayne.
The needle glows yellow and circles the ball, stopping and pointing at a location.
Okay. Since I don't have a stocked magical pantry anymore, I have to conjure a portal from scratch big enough for all of us. 10 hours, give or take. Oh, and everyone has to stay still while I...
Oh, for fuck's sake. Azeroth, Metreon, Syntos!
Raven, no! You're too weak!
They disappear in a purple orb. In a building in Metropolis, Lex Luthor talks to a hologram of Batman.
I didn't mean to imply anything of the sort. When Lord Darkseid asked if I could do your job, I answered, maybe one day, but...
Luthor, stop sniveling. Continue your report.
Yes, Batman. The last of Earth's resources are being transferred to Apocalypse. Everything will go according to Darkseid's schedule. Do you know if I'm included in his lordship's plans? In a future where I'm alive to serve you both.
My business is ensuring that Darkseid's vision is executed so his reign spreads to every corner of the galaxy. Don't worry about your place in those plans. Worry about doing what I tell you.
Of course, Batman.
Lex stops cowering as Batman disappears and fixes his tie. Raven collapses to the ground as the group arrive outside a Japanese temple, and hooded assassins with samurai swords surround them.
Infidels have breached our sanctuary. Slay them!
Are you happy now? Assassins!
Etrigan sits and drinks.
Some challenge. Yawn.
He raises an arm and trips one over, throwing a bottle at his head. Superman gets knocked to the ground and struggles with an assassin who pushes a knife towards his neck.
I'll keep the fire.
John places a hand on the man, who freezes.
Etrigan the Slayer is here. Woe to you. And you. You also.
Die, demon!
He grabs Lady Shiva's arms as she charges at him, and lets her kick his face as he holds her in the air.
Whatever.
An assassin lunges at Raven with a sword.
Enough!
The assassin stops inches from her head, Etrigan drops Lady Shiva, and everyone looks at the source of the voice. Raven gasps as she sees Damian, dressed in the clothes of the League of Assassins, staring at Superman.
Hi.
You.
Damian, please listen to him.
What's wrong with her?
How long you got, mate?
I know you hate me, but I wouldn't be here if it wasn't necessary.
Damian rises, scooping up Raven.
I'll let you live. For now.
As the group follows him inside, Etrigan nudges Constantine.
I like him.
Inside, Etrigan snores on the bed, clutching a half-eaten chicken leg next to an empty bottle. Superman taps his watch.
Come on.
Sleeping, Raven dreams of a horned beast locked in purple chains.
Ungrateful witch!
No. Won't let you. Never.
It's only a matter of time now, little bird. only a matter of time.
You're not getting out, Father. I have the will to do what must be done.
More chains shackle the giant beast as he stares at her with two sets of eyes.
Impudent daughter. If you die, I am trapped in this hell. Free me. Remember what I told you. Release me, or I will kill the boy.
Damien and Constantine watch over the sleeping Raven as she battles Trigon in her dream.
Is there a way to cure her?
Get Trigon out, and yeah, she'd recover, but
he destroys the world.
He lays a hand on her shoulder, waking her.
Did you get any rest?
Enough.
Then come with me.
She takes his hand.
You too, Kent. I want you to see what this war has cost my family. Steal anything, and I'll cut your hands off.
John looks up from his smoke, baffled.
Oh, I really like him.
They pass through a torch-lined hall.
I feared your plan would fail from the beginning. An army without killers is no army at all. But Batman believed in you. You cost me my father. And my teammates.
He remembers the battle at Titan's Tower.
I won't forgive that.
Kid Flash, Bumblebee, and Starfire lay dead as Blue Beetle crashes to the ground. Damien, as Robin, gets thrown to the ground as he fights the Paradooms with Superboy and Nightwing. He watches as Nightwing gets knocked down and stabbed in the chest. The Paradoom knocks Damien backwards into water.
Nightwing convinced me not to voice my many objections. There are always risks in war, he said. He's not saying that anymore.
Through the peephole of a door, Nightwing rocks in a straitjacket and turns and snarls at them with a yellow bloodshot eye.
You used the Lazarus Pit. You said you wouldn't. You promised.
He was my brother. I had to take the chance. It just didn't work.
We can't let what happened to Dick and everyone else be in vain. Help us fix things.
How? You're powerless now.
We need you to get through to Batman. You can break Darkseid's programming.
You grossly overestimate the influence I have on my father.
Batman cares about you. Even awful parents care about their kids. I should know.
I was there when Bruce learned about Dick's death. It affected him. It almost got through.
He overcame my mother's brainwashing once. If anyone could survive Darkseid's programming, it'd be Father.
So you'll try?
It's my responsibility to save him. Or barring that, kill him if he can't be saved. He would want that. But the only way to Apocalypse is to use the boom tube in LexCorp Tower. How do you expect to do that?
Concern flits across Superman's face. The words, Stryker's Island, appear over a prison fortress as Raven teleports the group to the entrance. She collapses and vomits.
You're getting worse.
Ugh, great pep talk.
Here, let me help.
Damien, dressed as Robin, supports her as they walk in.
Lois said she was negotiating with their leader. She's a people person, so I'm sure the situation's well in hand.
In a boxing ring, Lois gets punched in the face and hits Harley Quinn, who falls back.
Nice hook! Where'd you pick that up?
I'm an army brat.
Well, no one out-brats me!
The group stands next to Captain Boomerang.
Lois? Lois!
She looks like she can handle herself.
Come on, Ollie, have at her. Enough like having a cold one while a couple of fine Sheilas beat each other bloody, eh, mate? Beer?
Break her face! Clark's wife!
Brits.
Aussies.
Poms.
Convicts.
Wankers.
Do your best, honey!
They trade punches and kicks, and at a stalemate, Harley jumps back and grabs some golden defibrillators, decorated with hearts, from behind her back.
You gotta be kidding.
I'll wait!
She throws punches, trailing electric sparks, as she lunges at Lois, who dodges. Lois catches Harley's arm, and shocks her with her own weapon. Harley spasms and then wobbles around the ring.
I thought I tore a putty tap.
Boomer winces, throwing his bottle down, and climbs into the ring, grabbing a microphone.
Way to go, you beauty! And the winner and new champion, Luscious Lois Lane!
Cheetah cheers and Bane watches with crossed arms.
Captain Boomerang at your service. Have I mentioned that I'm quite experienced down under, if you know what I mean?
No, Boomerang! All right, lady. Looks like we've got a deal. Listen up, everybody! Now we ride for Lex Luthor and his Fortress of Balditude. So drink up, esteemed ladies and gents of the Suicide Squad, because tomorrow we take back this planet!
Harley hops out of the ring as Lois leans on the ropes to talk to Superman.
Why do you always lead with your chin?
I learn from the best.
They kiss, and his beard scratches her face.
Oh, bollocks, is my ex.
You and Harley? Gross.
Do I look mad?
King Shark, next to Harley, winks a red eye at John with a sharp smile. Damien approaches Harley.
How did Amanda Waller let a lunatic like you become leader of the squad?
Easy! She died. Cancer! Sorry, it's a defense mechanism.
King Shark is a shark.
He pats her shoulder.
A week after that, my puddin' died thanks to new Batman, who is no fun, by the way. So me and my merry band of suicidals decided to go freelance.
We've been taking our cut from Luthor's supply train since this shit show started.
We're real Robin Hood types. Rob from the rich and sell to the poor.
Give to the poor.
Huh?
That can't be wrong.
Do you have somewhere private? You need to see this.
My office. We'll discuss everything over my top-notch bottle of hooch.
Now we're talking.
Raven grabs her head.
No, I won't let you. Never. I think I need a minute.
Is there a place we could rest?
Oh, is that what you kids are calling it these days? Cheetah, I'll show you the way. I don't like kids. Sticky hands.
Cheetah leaves Damien and Raven alone in a medical room.
Shut up! Sorry. Sometimes he gets so loud I have to answer. You probably think I'm weak.
Raven, you're one of the strongest people I know.
Her sunken eyes turn to him.
So, how'd you end up with Kent?
You left, and I was alone. I just wanted to end the pain.
Under the damaged Titan's tower, Raven holds a jagged pike to her neck, but a hand stops her, and she looks up at the bright green S. She drops the pole, and Superman holds her, as tears stream down her face.
I'm sorry for not coming with you.
When I asked you to join me in leading the League of Assassins, I wasn't doing it because you're a good fighter. I had feelings for you. If you didn't, you made the right decision.
It wasn't that at all. I left because my father wants to kill you. After everything, I couldn't risk that.
His gloved hand clasps hers, and they stare into each other's eyes, silently. In Harley's office, the group studies pictures of three drilling machines on a projector.
Darkseid's machines have gone online in the Congo, China, and off the coast of England.
What the heck are they?
They phase the Earth's magma into Darkseid's base.
So these things must be destroyed.
That's a temporary solution. We need to blow up Apocalypse.
Oh, is that all? Piece of cake.
We can't brute force this. On Apocalypse, Darkseid has parademons. Parademons upgraded with Superman's DNA. Like Doomsday was.
Don't rub it in, honey.
We have to get them off of Apocalypse to have any chance. To do that, we plan on mounting simultaneous attacks on two of the machines. That should cause the parademons to be sent to Earth as reinforcements.
Why not attack all three?
We don't have enough people. If the two teams do enough damage, we'll be fine. The boom tube gate is located in the LexCorp Tower. That's where we come in. We take the tower. Our strike team transports to Apocalypse, sets its power generator to go critical, reverses the boom tubes, bringing all the parademons back to Apocalypse. Then we get out before it blows up.
Easy peasy, rich and cheesy.
King Shark is a shark.
Aren't you forgetting one small detail? Name of Darkseid?
Warm beer, soggy chips here is right. We can't take him. No one can.
Darkseid is going to Oa. We only begin after he's gone. Once we're there, we shut down the portal so he can't come back. Without Apocalypse, he can't destroy Earth.
How do you know he'll be gone? Did you steal his diary?
I have a source in Darkseid's camp called Sleeper. He or she has been slipping me information for months.
No wonder you and Kent are together. You're both gullible fools. Darkseid is playing you. Or Batman is.
The information from Lois's source has led to every victory we've had since the conquest.
You have a strange concept of victory, mate.
The planet's molten core will be gone in a week. Then it's game over. I know this plan has astronomical risks and impossible odds, but we're out of time.
Blah, blah, blah. Let's do this thing!
Harley stops a LexCorp van in the middle of the road and approaches the driver's side with a mallet.
Hey! We need your van!
At the other window, King Shark lunges at the two guards, and Boomer and Harley watch repulsed as blood splashes. The van pulls up to a guard tower outside LexCorp, and Boomer, in a uniform, salutes and points at Harley, covered in blood in the passenger seat.
Hey, g'day. G'day. My friend here was attacked by thugs. We killed him right back. Yep. Yeah, just siree Bob, you betcha. Gotta get my friend to a dog. How are you? Can we go?
The guard waves them through. In the palace throne room, Batman updates Darkseid.
Lord Darkseid, reports indicate that the lanterns have mostly fallen.
Good. I go to claim Oa for my empire. Any remaining resistance shall not be a problem. Do not interrupt me.
Yes, Master.
As Darkseid leaves through a portal, Batman narrows his eyes. The Suicide Squad enters the building, leaving the heroes hidden in the back of the van.
It's Sleeper. Darkseid's gone. I'm sending the signal to attack the machines. China team is engaged.
Shazam leads Superboy and Steel to attack the machine in China, and a group of Parademons fly out to meet them.
North Sea team engaged. Orchid's with them, John.
Wonder where she went after she kicked me out of the house.
Black Orchid crashes a flying house into the machine and flies away, as Batwing's wings get shot, and he hurtles into the ocean. Batgirl shoots at Parademons on the machine, and one flies into Batwoman at full speed. In his office, Lex communicates with Batman.
Why have the rebels been able to stage these attacks on our Reapers?
How the hell should I know? I don't do security for the entire Earth. Isn't that your job?
I say that with all due respect. Stand ready to transport the Parademons.
On your mark.
What's wrong?
I'm not getting a signal that any of the Parademons have left Apocalypse.
Another debacle.
Damien.
We should have waited. We should have gathered a third force. This is my fault.
I'll sort this.
John draws a symbol in the air and appears in the Congo at a clearing by the machine.
You here? I thought I'd pop by to discuss fertilizer and the such.
A green fist punches through John's projection. Swamp Thing rises from the ground.
There you are, Swampy.
You are wiser than I give you credit for.
Not a high bar, I gather.
One day, Constantine. One day.
You're leaving already? I just know that this thing here will be the death of your precious green.
Swamp Thing stops sinking into the ground and looks at the machine.
It steals the heart of the planet.
And you walking salad, you didn't notice, did you? Just happy that half the people on the planet are dead, eh?
The humans earned their fate.
And by that logic, the greeners are coming too. Like humanity, it was minding its own business and, oh, too bad. Death sentence.
The green will not die!
Unfurling his wings, Swamp Thing extends a fist through the machine, and Parademons swarm through portals to meet him. John returns to the van.
Swampy's pretty pissed. That'll bring down the flying uglies.
It worked. Harley, you're up.
Yipsy! And out.
No more planning. Just do it.
Grabbing a gun, Lois walks out of the van.
Is there no end to these minions?
Inside, Etrigan fights next to Lady Shiva, and Cheetah pounces on a guard, as Damien throws bombs and draws his sword. King Shark bites a guard's head off, Bane brings his fists down on another, and Boomer hurls boomerangs at guards above him, as Harley dances with her mallet.
If you're happy and you know it, smash your head! If you're happy and you know it, smash your head! If you're happy and you know it, then you can surely show it! If you're happy and you know it, smash your head!
Black Manta shoots lasers from her eyes.
Best boss ever.
Yeah. King Shark is in charge.
King Shark leads the group on, with an arm in his mouth.
I need a cigarette.
A marksman shoots Lady Shiva between the eyes, and she falls.
Azeroth Metreon Sindar!
Rest well, Shiva.
Raven kills the guard with a spell, as Damien kneels over Lady Shiva's body, and closes her eyes. The group moves on.
We sent the Parademons to help you.
But sir, they're eating everyone!
A Parademon eats the soldier, and the call cuts as it lunges at the screen.
HR is going to be furious.
On his security monitor, Lex notices some heroes striding through a doorway, and another group rushing up the stairs. A guard riddles Cheetah with bullets, and Superman knocks him out.
We're sitting ducks here.
I love duckies!
Worst team ever.
The boom tube gate is there. One floor up, no stairs.
This way. Keep it moving, gang.
You said this would be hard. It's not hard.
King Shark gets thrown backwards. Lex explodes through the doorway in a tech suit.
I'm afraid you don't have the proper clearance.
Ah, bugs.
Damian leaps onto Lex and plunges his sword into the suit, but it electrocutes him.
Damian!
Growing a second pair of eyes, Raven's aura forms a purple fist which punches through the suit and pulls Lex out, squeezing him.
No one will mourn you.
Raven, no! Stay in control!
Her second set of eyes disappears, and she releases Lex, falling to the ground. Damian holds his sword to Lex's neck.
Can everyone stop trying to kill Luthor? We need him.
He's a stinking collaborator.
So you're right, he is. Let me take a little off the top.
Please. I was surrounded and the battle was over. I had to make a choice. I've been helping Lois ever since.
Your sleeper.
He's a traitor who changed sides when it suited him. What makes you think he won't do it again?
Because you need me and you don't have a lot of time. Batman won't allow it.
In the Congo, Swamp Thing ties up the machine with his vines and kills Parademons.
Abomination! You will stand no more!
As they surround and bite into him, his vines squeeze the machine and it explodes. Batman watches the events on screen.
The Congo Reaper is a loss. Concentrate the forces on the North Sea and Great Wall Reapers.
On the other Reapers, three Parademons pounce on Batgirl and eat her alive, and Black Orchid fights off a large group, but gets cut down by a laser. A Parademon grabs Superboy's neck and slits his throat, and Shazam kicks and punches at a group as they tackle him. He falls out of view fighting a swarm of beasts. A lightning bolt causes a great explosion, but the machine is unharmed. Raven and Constantine stand apart, watching Lex and Damian work at the boom tube terminal.
You'll take care of it, won't you? If my father gets control.
You want me to add your soul to my ledger?
The spell has to be ugly. My body has to be more than dead.
John summons a dagger, with a demon face carved into the hilt.
The last accursed dagger of Astova.
Good. That'll work.
Keep Daddy in his pen and we won't have to go down that road.
I'm strong. I can do it.
Superman walks through the door, dressed in one of Lex's tech suits, and Lois joins him.
This thing's kind of stuffy.
Hun, you wear two layers in the summer. You'll live.
My finest work. Fires kryptonite-infused missiles and high-explosive rounds. Perfect for Parademons.
But you made it to kill my husband.
What can I say? I had issues.
That's a whole lot of kryptonite.
An arsenal of green weapons raises from the floor, and Lex offers Damian a gun. Damian refuses, picks up a sword and walks away. At the workstation, Lex powers up the boom tube and the heroes gather on a platform.
We'll hold this end.
Lois, you...
Someone has to make sure the portal stays closed.
But you need to
get... Hey! We're in this together.
I love you, Lois Lane.
I know. Now go save the world.
Touching. Now can we leave before I come to my bloody senses?
Why are you still here, John?
Don't exactly know, Clarky. Guess I just want to see how it all turns out.
Lois joins Lex and the Suicide Squad as the heroes disappear.
Come back to me, Smallville.
The group arrive on Apocalypse, and John pulls out a pair of sunglasses, snapping them.
Fumus.
The group become transparent.
That should help us blend in, but I suggest we keep moving.
They run up a large walkway to Darkseid's palace. At LexCorp, Batman's hologram appears.
Luthor, there's been unauthorized use of the portal from LexCorp. I want an explanation.
Just a power surge, Batman. It's nothing. Already handled. All hail Darkseid.
So, you finally decided to reveal your traitorous nature. Lord Darkseid will kill you slowly.
Lex looks at the group.
Well, I guess I'm completely on your side now. Yay, team.
The words Oa appear over the planet bathed in green light. On the surface, Green Lantern Corps members lie dead amidst rubble and flames. John Stewart, wounded on the ground, looks up to see Darkseid floating over the bodies of the Guardians, firing red Omega beams with his eyes. Gallius said, Barrier Watt, and Prokonon Ka, get cut down by Omega beams as they charge at Darkseid. John Stewart crawls to the main battery, and Darkseid catches Kilowog by the throat as he lunges at him.
Lord Darkseid, apologies for the intrusion.
I trust this is important.
We had an unauthorized boom tube from LexCorp.
In brightest day, in blackest night.
He snaps Kilowog's neck.
So Luthor validated your concerns.
No evil shall escape my sight.
Send the Furies to capture the invaders. I will deal with them myself.
But those who worship evil's might.
And also, teleport a portion of Earth's magma here. I'd like to make a point.
Beware my power. As you will it.
As John recharges his ring, a boom tube opens and magma falls through to the planet below.
Green Lantern's light!
The fire clears, leaving John Stewart's skeleton still holding up his ring, which drops to the ground as the corpse turns to dust and blows away. Darkseid floats into the sky and disappears through a boom tube. As the hidden heroes trudge up the walkway, a whirlpool rises from the ground, and John blocks shards of ice which whiz at them.
Clypeus Igni!
Mira appears above the smoke, with a robotic tail, and a cyborg half-face, slashing her trident. As Damian flashes his sword, Martian Manhunter appears, with his bottom half replaced by a robotic scorpion, and his arm turned into a shrieking beast. Hawkman lands wearing an Omega symbol, with a robotic eye and a ghoulish face, next to the half-cyborg Starfire. Wonder Woman lands brandishing her sword, with the Omega symbol on her tiara, above one red eye.
Sorry this happened to you. To all of you.
She hits Superman as the Furies attack, and blocks a blast from John.
I have to say, I don't fancy the new look, love. Makes you look a bit murdery.
He avoids her attack in a plume of smoke, as Damian cuts through Martian Manhunter's arm.
Control! Grab Metreon Synthos!
Starfire punches at a bubble created by Raven, then activates a green laser eye and blasts her way out. Superman fights off Mira and Hawkman, blasting Hawkman with kryptonite from the glove of his suit, as he bites at him. Superman frees himself from Mira's squeezing tail, avoiding ice shards as they hurtle at him. He grabs the tail, throwing her into the ground, and aims his ring at her. She destroys it with an ice shard. John's shield fails under Wonder Woman's blows, and he flies backwards, sitting against stairs as she looms over him.
Easy, princess!
Etrigan blocks the killing blow.
Finally, a challenge!
He shoves Wonder Woman back with a smile, and they face off.
Took you long enough.
I'd like to make an entrance.
John watches the warriors swing and parry with their broadswords. Above them, Raven's shield blocks Starfire's attacks, and Etrigan throws Wonder Woman to the floor by her hair. She throws her shield at him, grabbing his sword as he flies backward. She blocks his belched fire with both swords, and slashes, catching his cheek as he knocks one sword from her grasp. He smiles. He attacks fiercely, driving her up the stairs and knocking her onto the next landing. She kicks him away, and plunges her sword through his heart. He falls to his knees and coughs blood.
And so it ends.
His sword burns up in her hand.
My race is run. I regret nothing. It was fun.
She kicks him over the wall and he is consumed by flames. She approaches John.
None of you will last long. You have no true warriors.
You're right, Princess. We could use one of those.
With magic, he ties her in her lasso and summons the end of it to his grasp.
Oh, the old magic, that's the stuff. Cuts both ways, though.
Hear me, Wonder Woman of the Justice League. You are a paragon for warriors through the ages, not Darkseid's minion. Break free, now!
A surge of yellow energy travels through the lasso, changing the color of her eyes, and short-circuiting, she slumps in her bonds.
I am Diana of Themyscira, daughter of Hippolyta. I follow the old gods, and will never again bow to the new.
Care to do the honors?
She launches her shield at Martian Manhunter, who looms over Damian, and catches it as it returns. Wonder Woman faces off with the Furies.
There's a tunnel behind you leading to the power generator.
Leave them to me.
Do not hold what happens next against me, friends.
She cuts and slices her way through her four opponents, as the heroes run up the stairs. In Lex's office, the Suicide Squad play with their new kryptonite weapons, and Lex cocks a large gun.
Always keep the best one for yourself, Lexi.
Lex?
Lex and the squad join Lois at the window, and stare out at a horde of paradooms flying towards them.
Well, that's a problem.
For Clark and the team to have any chance, those monsters can't get back to Apocalypse. We have to hold them off.
Last call, then.
King Shark is a shark.
Buckle up, Suicide Squadies. Today's the day we earn our name.
In Darkseid's palace, Damien's sword cuts through a vent, into the power generator room.
Oh, shite and fried eggs. My God.
They look up to see the Flash, running on a treadmill in the middle of a spinning gyroscope. He runs at full speed, with deeply sunken eyes and a cable connected to the back of his skull. Superman rushes to one of the rings and holds it in place. The gyroscope overloads and explodes. In the clearing smoke, Superman kneels by the unconscious Flash and removes the cable from his skull.
Barry! Barry! We thought you were dead.
It was phased when a mega beam hit. Apocalypse reactor damage. Converted me to replacement. Make it stop. You gotta make me stop.
Let me. Sleep, mate.
Placing a hand on the Flash's head to stop him jittering, Constantine has a vision of a large bright light engulfing a city.
He caused it. The Flashpoint.
What are you talking about?
If he doesn't go back to save his mom, Darkseid isn't here.
But if Flash is the power generator, there's no generator to blow up.
So we can't stop Darkseid from coming back.
Come on then. Too far in to turn around now. We go through.
What are you planning, Constantine?
It's magic. You wouldn't understand.
I hate magic.
Wonder Woman attacks Mira, Hawkman, and Martian Manhunter in turn, and launches debris at Starfire, using it to shield herself as she punches her into the air. At LexCorp, Black Orchid cuts through Paradooms with a kryptonite sword, and King Shark bites through them with bright green teeth.
King Shark is a shark!
King Shark rips off a Parademon arm and swings it, as Harley spins around blasting.
Come on, you bunch of assholes! Hey, you want a boomerang? Here! Yeah. Hey, come on, come on! Hey, you! And you! And you have a boomerang!
As Boomer launches green boomerangs at the Horde, Bane thumps demons with green gloves, and is swarmed and eaten, as a Paradoom rips Black Orchid in two.
Almost out of ammo!
You can't let them through!
Everybody on the platform!
As the others run to the platform, Lex drops a blast shield, which cuts a Paradoom in two. In Darkseid's palace, a laser trap activates in a passage as the heroes run through it.
Azeroth, Metreon, Sindo!
Damien gets hit in the leg, and Raven creates a shield.
Can't do this wall!
Raven, let go. Trust me, daughter. Let go.
Raven opens four fiery eyes, as her shield extends outwards in a blast. The team float through the throne room door in a purple orb, and Raven collapses.
Raven!
I'll kill you, boy!
Raven grabs her head, and her eyes return to normal.
So, that was my dad.
None can resist Darkseid.
A red wall lights up, showing the shattered body of Cyborg lying embedded in blue circuitry.
Hail, Darkseid. I am the Source Wall. Lord Darkseid has ordered you taken alive to personally see to your punishment.
Mira stabs Wonder Woman in the shoulder with her trident, and a blow from Hawkman sends her to her knees.
Ah!
The Furies surround her.
Please wait for Lord Darkseid's return. You shall be dealt with accordingly.
But just stop saying Darkseid.
I must alert Lord Darkseid.
What are you doing, Constantine?
Techno magic. Feels like taking a test you haven't studied for. Luckily, I cheat.
Lord Darkseid. Lord Darkseid, what is happening?
Debugging you, mate. It's gonna hurt.
Constantine's spell sends an electric charge through Cyborg, which spreads to the Furies as Martian Manhunter raises a fist over Wonder Woman. They rub their heads, and the light fades from the Omega sign on their uniforms.
You've all acquitted yourselves admirably. Excellent technique, Mira. Now let's find our friends.
Cyborg opens his eyes as Superman pulls him from the wall.
What's going on? No, stop! I'm fully integrated, Clark. There's not enough left of me to ever leave this place. Now listen, Batman stepped out to talk to the big guy.
Batman's returned. And with his lord and master. You.
Darkseid catches Clark's fist, Omega beams cut the suit off, and he punches him to the floor.
I knew Clark would come one day. It was inevitable. But I never thought you'd be part of a lost cause, Constantine.
I'm here to level the playing field. No running this time.
Maybe Zatanna's loss finally broke you. Was drinking yourself to death not fast enough?
You won't pick us apart so easily, Father.
You dare call me that? Your mother drugged me to conceive you. Goaded me into raising you, and broke me mentally. But once my eyes were opened by Lord Darkseid, I see you were never my son. Only a burden.
Don't listen to him, Damien. That's Darkseid talking.
Come then. End your burden once and for all.
Why is the whelp still alive? Correct this, Batman.
Batman rises from his chair.
Mobius chair, attack protocol Alpha Red.
The chair blasts at the heroes. Damien surges towards Batman, who fends off the strikes and kicks him to the ground.
In the past, I let you win. This time, I won't hold back.
Batman follows his throwing knives with a quick blow to Damien's face, and knocks the sword from his hand, which lodges into the ground. Batman headbutts, knees, and punches Damien, who drops to the floor, as Darkseid watches from his throne. Damien throws some bombs at Batman's feet, who shoots a grappling device at the ceiling, and escapes. Landing as the smoke clears, he shoots a rope gun, restraining Damien, and punches him with electrified fists. Grabbing the kryptonite sword, Batman looms over Damien.
Bruce, don't!
He pierces through Damien's leg with the sword, and lifts his chin with the tip. Darkseid stands from his throne.
Finish him, Batman. Finish him and take your place as first among my servants.
Batman remembers an alley, looking into the muzzle of a gun on his knees, near his dead parents. The child with tears in his eyes is replaced by the bloody and bruised face of Damien. Sparks fizz on Batman's temple.
You heard me, slave. Finish him.
Batman's eyes turn from red to white, and he straightens up.
Go to hell.
The sword flies at Darkseid, hitting his eye in a flash of light. Darkseid turns back to him.
You disappoint me.
No!
Damien!
Damien leaps between Batman and Darkseid's Omega Beam, and falls to the floor, gray, as Raven loses control.
Ah!
Garros, Garros, Belagoros, Hazar, Denmark!
As Trigon breaks his purple chains, Jon's dagger knocks the gem off Raven's forehead into his hand. Throwing it down, he stamps on it, and a flaming pentagram appears. Trigon's ghostly figure rises from a jet of flame.
Your bonds are loosened, but not yet broken. Until your oath to me is spoken!
I'm offering you a willing magical host. Let's kill the bastard.
I have a better idea.
Trigon leaps into Superman's mouth, who struggles and chokes.
Bollocks!
As four eyes and horns form on Superman's face, and the green S turns to flame and extends into a fiery cape, Trigon reaches out and snaps Constantine's neck. He claps, knocking everyone but Darkseid to the ground with a shockwave.
What's this? What have you done, Kryptonian?
Not the Kryptonian. Not anymore.
No matter.
Darkseid's Omega Beam zags towards Trigon, who meets it with Superman's laser beam. They struggle to overpower each other, and Trigon fires with his second pair of eyes, throwing Darkseid into a wall.
So, you are one of the so-called new gods. I am unimpressed.
Darkseid hurtles at Trigon and they fight, as Batman kneels over Damian's decaying body.
Damian.
Good to see you again, Father.
Hold on.
I know I wasn't the ideal son, but you took me in and welcomed me. You taught me a better way, and I thank you for that.
Son.
Remember, Father. Justice, not vengeance. Save them. Save her.
As Damian stops moving, Batman bows his head and hugs his son's charred body.
Clark! Clark, are you there? Clark! Honey, come in, leave!
Batman sees Lois's face on the glove of Superman's suit, as Darkseid and Trigon, evenly matched, fire lasers and trade blows.
Clark?
Lois.
Bruce?
40 seconds to reach minimum safe distance.
Lex hits the self-destruct button, as Paradooms beat against the blast shield, cracking it.
I need to speak with Clark. There's not a lot of time left.
Batman dodges debris from the brawl, and rolls to Cyborg with the glove.
Vic, send the message to Clark's mech suit now, so he can see it.
It's good to have you back, Bats.
Cyborg scans the image, and as Trigon places a foot on Darkseid's head, Lois appears on screens around the room.
Clark, honey, I know we planned on always being together, but that's not going to happen now.
Lois?
What is this? Head Shark is a shark.
Hey, Captain Boomerang is a boomerang, you fuckknuckle.
It's been an honor to fight by your side.
Are you shitting me?
Captain!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
You'll have to be strong. I know you can do it.
Lois?
I love you, please.
LexCorp explodes, and Superman falls to his knees as Lois disappears.
No!
He stands up, one set of eyes turns blue, the fiery cape extinguishes and the S turns red, as Superman's suit forms on his body. Trigon is expelled into his shadowy form, and Darkseid seals him in a red orb with his Omega Beam.
This cannot be! It
is impossible!
And now to deal with... you.
Superman, restored, floats above Darkseid with a look of fury, and launches into him, driving him through the palace walls and into the open air. He clobbers Darkseid, and throws him back into the palace, where he crashes in a heap, and Superman grabs the battered god by the shoulder, punching. Blast sends Superman to his knees.
You will do nothing but die.
Superman gouges his thumbs into Darkseid's eyes and flings him around, slamming him to the floor.
Unless I miss my guess, we'll need Constantine.
Well, that's a problem.
Batman and Cyborg turn to his body on the floor, as Constantine gasps and opens his eyes in a bright field, with Zatanna standing over him.
Hello, John.
Hey. So I finally bought the farm. Easy as crossing a street. But how in the hell did you get me into heaven?
Pulled a few strings. I needed to apologize for making you run away when I died. Remember? Remember.
A compulsion spell. Batsy.
He thought we should have a backup plan in case everything went wrong. Can you forgive me?
Of course I do. I get to spend eternity with you. The first question, are there any pubs? If not, we build one.
Next time. Today, our friends still need your help.
Oh, come on, Z. I did my bit. I'm dead.
John Constantine, you of all people should know that means nothing when Destiny's involved.
She wraps her arms around him as Raven holds Damian in the throne room.
Damian, I love you.
A tear splashes on his face as she hugs his body, and a purple glow builds into a shimmering light around him.
Goodbye for now, John.
Zatanna kisses John as a blinding white light engulfs them. Raven's soul self appears and the bird lifts above the couple. John opens his eyes.
Holy shit, he's alive! How are you alive?
It can't even be a corpse in peace. Wanking Destiny can go bugger itself.
He raises two fingers at Destiny. The purple bird settles over the couple, and Damian, restored, looks at Raven, now hooded in white.
Brought me back.
I had to take the chance.
Release me!
Bet you wish you'd taken my offer now, eh, wanker? We're gonna talk when this is done. Now, what's the bloody plan?
The Justice League gathers.
Vic, do we have a way out?
Working on it.
Superman crashes into the wall, and John shields the group from falling debris from the brawl. Raven and Damian join the group, and Batman hugs him.
Damian, those things I said.
Don't make this overly emotional, Father. It wasn't your fault.
I've relinked with the Mother Box. I can transport you off the station and bring back the Paradooms. Then I send Apocalypse to no destination at all. Darkseid is trapped with his monsters forever.
They look up at Darkseid and Superman battling in midair.
We're not leaving Clark behind.
That won't work. Darkseid needs to be distracted for me to do my thing.
They all turned to John.
Yeah, let me think. Still pissed at you.
John's gaze flicks to the orb containing Trigon.
You can't be serious.
Uh-huh.
On second thought, that's perfect.
All together now. Azeroth,
Metrion, Sithos!
Their combined spell shatters Trigon's orb.
You have spirit, Kryptonian, but the strength of a lost love is only...
Darkseid is blasted into a wall, and Trigon hovers next to Superman.
Go. Unless you would fight me for the right to destroy him.
Superman flies off to the others as Trigon glides toward Darkseid.
And now, new god, let's see who shall rule and who shall serve.
Their fists meet in mid-air, as thousands of boom tubes open in the sky, dumping paradooms back on Apocalypse.
Bus is leaving, there'll be no better time.
The heroes run through a boom tube. John and Wonder Woman turn.
Victor?
Can't come.
Download your consciousness into a mother cube or whatnot.
It doesn't work like that, genius. Now leave before these assholes realize they're gonna be trapped here forever.
Cheers.
With a last glance at Cyborg, Wonder Woman walks through the portal.
Go on, I'm right behind you.
Damian runs through, and Raven stares up at Trigon as he chokes Darkseid and fires lasers in the sky.
What a wonderful gift, daughter. Be well.
Goodbye, father.
The boom tube closes as Raven walks through.
Looks like I get the last one. Suck it, bitches.
The light on Cyborg's forehead flashes. Darkseid, shocked, tries to escape, but Trigon drags him into the giant portal that forms above them. Pieces of the planet are sucked into the portal. The planet explodes, and the flames and debris are sucked into the wormhole, which disappears, leaving nothing. Titan's tower stands damaged, as the team rest below it, scattered around the island. Mira covers her face, as Martian Manhunter and Hawkman sit quietly. Raven rests her head on Damian's shoulder and he looks at Starfire, holding Nightwing, still in a straitjacket. John Constantine smokes, next to the Flash, sitting hunched on a rock, and they stare out at the water. Wonder Woman has a hand on Superman's shoulder, who stands as Batman approaches them.
What news?
Even though the Planet Reapers were stopped before they finished, the damage was done.
How bad?
We lost 31% of the Earth's molten core. The planet's rotation is compromised.
The smallest change either way will mean freezing or burning.
My best estimate is another billion deaths before we can get anything under control. Provided we can.
Okay. I know everyone's been through hell, but we can't quit. The Justice League doesn't quit. If we work together, we can do this. We can save the planet.
John turns to Flash.
You know what you have to do, mate. Clear the board. Start again.
Another flashpoint. I promised Iris before she... I can't.
Yeah. Figured you'd say that.
Everything would change. Again.
And some of those changes may be shite, and we may make the same mistakes again. It won't be perfect. It'll be a long sight better than what we got now.
The Flash looks at the remaining injured heroes and sighs. Nodding at Constantine, he stands up. He crouches, placing his hands on the ground, and looks up, preparing to run. He sprints across the water, straining as yellow sparks shoot up around him, and disappears over the horizon in a blast of light. The remaining members of the Justice League stand up, studying the horizon. Raven and Damian stare at each other, and kiss. Constantine looks into the distance, as the bright light engulfs them all. The profiles of Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman are the last to disappear as the credits roll. Roger Cross as Jon Stewart in Swamp Thing. Rosario Dawson as Wonder Woman. Christopher Gorham as The Flash. Camilla Luddington as Zatanna. Shamar Moore as Cyborg. Jerry O'Connell as Superman. Jason O'Mara as Batman. Matt Ryan as Constantine. Sachi Alessio as Lady Shiva. Stuart Allen as Damian Wayne, Robin. Ray Chase as Etrigan. John DiMaggio as King Shark. Ty Issa Farmiga as Raven. Liam McIntyre as Captain Boomerang. Tony Todd as Darkseid. Rebecca Romijn as Lois Lane. Hinden Walch as Harley Quinn. Rainn Wilson as Lex Luthor. Directed by Matt Peters and Christina Sota. Screenplay by Margaret Scott. Story by Christina Sota and Enemy Altbacher. Based on characters by DC Comics. Music by Robert J. Kral. Copyright 2020, Warner Brothers Entertainment Incorporated.